The conference brings together gang experts from both coasts and Chicago. The training session will focus on identifying criminal gang members and preventing them from recruiting younger and younger children and an increasing number of girls to join their ranks. Local organizer Madison Police Detective George Chavez says the public is invited to the opening session today for sessions on community organizing efforts in the schools. Chavez says police in Madison and other Wisconsin cities have traditionally run gang prevention programs in middle and high schools, but that's beginning to change.
Now we're being asked by elementary schools to come in and assist them with identifying potential kids who may be gang involved, who also have parents that are siblings that may be connected to gang activity. So we're talking about second generation gang members.
The conference will also include sessions on successful programs for girls in Ramsey County, Minnesota, and programs in Racine and Madison, where community groups are reaching into juvenile detention centers and prisons to help convicted gang members turn their lives around.
They're out trying to make connections with these people that we're going to have to bring back into our community at some point in time, and attempting to find them employment opportunities, ways of making it possible for them to be successful in our community.
Most of the week's conference is closed to the public and designed mainly for police to learn from each other about the latest trends in gang activity among Latin American, Native American, and African American youth, as well as a session on the Aryan Brotherhood. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.